Today, I'd like to talk with you about what I have entitled Leading People into a Faith-Based Relationship with Jesus Christ. It seems to me that many churches in America, and many pastors as well, are leading people into a works-based relationship with Jesus Christ. But what we need to be concentrating on is leading people into a faith-based relationship with Jesus Christ. My main scripture for this teaching is Romans 10:17 that states, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Now, I'd like to break this teaching down into three main points. And just to help you see where I'm going with this, I'm going to briefly go over with you the three points before I back up and go into detail in the first point. The first point I entitled Hezekiah Israel. Now, that's the name of a particular person I met during one of our outreaches at Mardi Gras. And it was an experience I had with someone that has changed my life. A subtitle of that section could also be called, "The Problem Is Not Their Sin, It Is Their Lack of Faith in God." Part two will be entitled, "How Do You Teach Someone to Have Faith in God?" In part two, we will discuss Romans chapter 10, and we'll take this chapter verse by verse and show how the Apostle Paul wants us to understand that the non-believer will never know Jesus without faith. Paul, in this chapter, explains that faith does not just accidentally happen to non-believers. And then part three is entitled, Teaching Faith Where There Is No Faith. We'll show you through God's Word and some experiences that I've had that our responsibility as Christians is to teach faith where there is no faith. We'll discuss in great detail Romans 10:20, where it says, "I was found by those who sought me not. I became manifest to those who did not ask for me." Now, this particular scripture has become part of the very foundation of my ministry, where I go looking for people who obviously have lost faith and have lost hope. So that's the overview of what we're going to be teaching on and talking about today.